Hello.
Hi.
And welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we're going to tackle the subject of a recent sale of a company that had been part of EMC for a number of years and that EMC decided to sell off just last week. And I have with me today to discuss some of the implications of this sale, Ron Miller, content management expert and writer at TechCrunch. So Ron, welcome and thanks for joining us.
Lauren, as always, nice to be here.
It's great to have you here. I expect some major insights as we discuss this issue.
I will do my best.
So my first question is, why do you think that EMC, and just for our listeners, EMC sold off the file sync and share company Syncplicity last week? So why do you think EMC decided to dump this company after it announced acquiring it with such fanfare a few years prior? What changed?
Oh, you know, that's a good question. As you said, they bought them 3 years ago, and the idea at the time was, you know, it was considered a run at the growing cloud content management movement that was happening in the 2012 timeframe. But, you know, as it turned out, it didn't work out. It wasn't a good fit for EMC as a, you know, an enterprise kind of company. And from what I heard from, you know, I spoke to several analysts about it right about the time that it happened, and I wrote about it. And what I heard was that, you know, EMC salespeople who are primarily focused on back-end processes, you know, they don't normally sell user-focused software, and they had a really hard time with it, and they didn't really know where to put it or how to deal with it, and they said it was not a comfortable sale for the EMC sales teams, and they just never really got into pushing it, and it seems like that was a little bit strange because they planned on using Syncplicity as kind of a catalyst for other sales, and to some extent it worked, but apparently not enough, where they could sell, you know, more storage and more governance tools and all of those other kinds of things that EMC as a traditional content management and storage vendor tends to try and sell. So, you know, they decided to cut bait, they decided to move on, and the company has other cloud products, but what they lack is really an end-user-focused cloud product that can be self-provisioned like Syncplicity was. And for whatever reason, they just felt like that wasn't a good fit for them.
So, you know, recently Box and IBM joined forces, given that they each had voids in their portfolio in terms of how to serve up content management to businesses, to enterprises, and to users. And so they kind of joined forces. What do you think, in the context of this sale, the broader implications are for kind of cloud-based content management, traditional content management? Is there an opposite lesson here, or what can we learn here?
You know, I had this conversation with somebody else, and my feeling was that I think it says more about EMC than it does about the industry as a whole. And as I alluded to, you know, in my previous answer, in the way that it was structured, it just didn't fit for a company that, you know, with sales teams that look at big quotas, and they couldn't deal with, like, the slow pace of a cloud sale. And, you know, even though it could have led to, you know, the big ticket items that they were looking to sell as, you know, sort of off of the Syncplicity sale, it just didn't fit really well for them and their culture. And they weren't willing to put in the work for, you know, a product like that. So, in general, I still think the cloud is the future of content management, and I don't think that's changed. But it's just not a good fit for a back-end-focused company like EMC. And, you know, if they don't want to deliver this type of cloud service, and I think they really still need to, I think companies, and you see HP has these products, and OpenText has their own products around this, and I think it would be a mistake to see this market And, if they do, I suspect that Box and Ignite and the other players that are out there are going to say, thanks very much, and, they're more than willing to take it. But, I think it's a strategic mistake for EMC to give up on this the way they did. And I don't really get it, because I think it wasn't a huge investment on their part in terms of resources, but, they decided that they just didn't want to do it anymore.
Well, so let me just push on this point for one more minute, just to see if in the context of rephrasing, it tells us something about the industry. Because it does seem to me that even if it says more about EMC than it does about the industry, there is some notion that dumping a company like this is to say that catering to users and enterprise uses for content management is still somewhat of a nice to have, despite the fact that content management has become very well integrated in all these other operations and business processes, as we've talked about previously. Do you think maybe there's some disconnect there in terms of how EMC sees simplicity in its portfolio, and maybe that's a little bit of a mistake, that it should see content management as more sort of central to its business users' mission?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they are saying that content management is not necessarily important, but I think you're right. They're missing part of the picture of the modern content management sale. And I've heard some people say, well, is Documentum next? And, Documentum would be harder to get rid of, I think, at this point than Simplicity was, and that wasn't easy to get rid of. But I think overall, EMC is making, a strategic mistake, because this is this kind of end-user simplification, making it, removing the complexity from the content management process, making it easier to move content, as people move. These are expected kinds of services in any kind of modern content management system today. And if you're not offering them, companies are going to be wondering why not. And it means that, EMC is going to have to partner with somebody, whether that's, Box or I know that they've partnered with Ignite, so maybe that's where they think that will come from. But, it has to come from somewhere, because, employees demand that today. You can't be in the office, and you can't have to be in the office to get your documents, right? I mean, you have to be able to get them wherever you are. And if you don't offer that kind of service, then you really are going to be behind the market as a whole and where it is today.
Right, exactly. So maybe it's kind of an indication that EMC has missed the boat a little bit on what's important for business users in the future.
I kind of think they have.
Yeah.
It really does say that because EMC just seems to be so focused on the way that they've always done business. And I think one of the big lessons that we see today is that companies have to be more flexible about how they approach their business, because there is so much pressure from these outside forces on bigger businesses, and they have to be flexible and they have to be adaptable. And I think this whole process of buying Simplicity, incorporating it into EMC, and then eventually saying, this is not for us, shows that they're not terribly flexible, and I don't think that necessarily bodes well for the company.
Right. And we were talking earlier about some of the more profitable sections of the business, like a VMware. Does it signal to you that it's just kind of hunkering down and kind of focusing on more profitable aspects of the business and not trying to kind of grow these new emerging areas where it needs some agility and flexibility and it needs to adapt a little bit?
Well, EMC and VMware and GE started Pivotal, which is this company that they all spun off. I think GE has 10%, and VMware and EMC have the rest. And this is kind of the company that they created because they recognized as big companies, they really didn't have the agility to make decisions quickly. So they created this kind of layer that allows in Pivotal that allows them to have these kinds of experimental things, that they're just a little too slow and methodical as a big company, by the nature of being a big company, and how they make decisions and how their business processes are kind of hardened as a result. And it's just a natural thing. It's not a negative thing. It's just the way big companies work. And they were smart enough to recognize that they are that way, and that's why they created Pivotal. So I think, and I, you know, some of the analysts that I spoke to agree, that they're not giving up on the cloud, but they're kind of focusing more on the aspects of the cloud that I think make more sense to them and the way they do business. And that may not be the way that you and I think that content management in particular is going, but it may be the way that they feel most comfortable in terms of how they focus their energy and their resources in the future.
Mm. And finally, what does it mean that EMC sold Simplicity to a private equity firm? What are the implications of that?
Yeah, no, that's a good question, and that was my question immediately, is like, why a private equity firm? Because a private equity firm, to me, signals, you know, there's not much of a market, and I think that's what it means. It means the market hardened. But if you look at it, if you look, okay, I want to sell Simplicity. Who do you sell it to? You know, you can't sell it to IBM. Although IBM would make sense because they have this whole portfolio of, you know, of SaaS vendors that have been buying up over the last several years as they build up their cloud business. But they just made that big deal with Box that we talked about earlier. And, you know, they're not going to buy, you know, Simplicity when they have a deal in place with Box. So that sort of went by the wayside with that. And then HP and OpenText, as we said earlier, have their own products. Oracle seems to be focusing on its own, you know, building up its own cloud. So there was probably only one option for EMC, and they took what they could get. So it's probably not a great exit option for the folks who are left at Simplicity, but, you know, because private equity firms tend to suck out the resources and not leave, you know, leave the hulk by the side of the road when they're done. Although one analyst told me that this particular private equity firm, which is Skyview Capital, which bought Simplicity, and by the way, you know, EMC will maintain a small stake in it, but they won't be the primary owner anymore. Skyview will. But this analyst said that Skyview is, you know, they don't have a reputation for like sucking all the energy out of their purchases. They tend to work with them, so we'll see whether that works out or not, but that's their reputation anyway. So the folks at Simplicity, they have to go on, you know, as part of that, and, you know, what I'm wondering is what happens to Jeetu Patel, who is the general manager of EMC and who has been in, you know, involved in Documentum for a number of years because, you know, he was the head of Simplicity, and Simplicity doesn't exist anymore. So I suspect he will be moving on soon to something else. That's bad because he's a very smart and capable individual.
Mm. Well, these are all things that we'll have to keep an eye on, and we've noted a lot of shifts in the recent past in terms of purchases and sales and shifts in terms of the content management market. So these are all things that we'll be keeping an eye on in the future with you, Ron. So thanks.
You're welcome.
And for more on content management, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.